Upgrade your gear. Now, I talked about this at the 7th month anniversary mark as well, and I said that I'm not just encouraging the spending of money for the sake of the spending of money. So this is definitely not like a frivolous thing. What this means is it goes along with harness the power. Now that you've been playing, you have some experience, you're sounding good and feeling good about your guitar playing, and you have a sense of direction. Now you might ask yourself if your gear is servicing that direction. You know, if your favorite player is, you know, someone who plays, I don't know, Flying V or something, and you just haven't been able to get that sound otherwise, maybe it's time for you to get a Flying V. On the flip side, maybe it's someone who plays a small size acoustic guitar, and you want that. Like, it's time for you to start thinking about the gear to serve the artistic purpose which you now have earned the right to demand. I don't know how else to put it, really. And when I say gear, it could be a guitar, it could be an amp, it could be a pedal, it could be, you know, some recording software, it could be mics and microphones, or so any kind of technical thing like an audio interface, whatever. So gear is very important, and if you are still playing on, let's say, gear that you had from 2 years ago, and now you're a much more advanced player, it might be time to consider upgrading. So I'm going to leave you with that, and the next section is called Keeping Your Practice Routine Efficient.